Vice President Harris visits daycare in NJ while Biden officials discuss border with Mexico. By Nick Gilbertson on October 9, 2021. While several high-ranking officials from the Biden administration met with Mexican government dignitaries to discuss the crisis at the southern border, the de facto manager of the migrant crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, visited a daycare in New Jersey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas all attended the meeting in Mexico City on October 8. Today's high-level security dialogue marks an important new phase in the U.S.-Mexico security partnership, Mayorkas wrote in a tweet. We will work together under a new framework to guide our joint efforts and work toward our shared goals of security and prosperity for our two nations. Harris, who has been to the border once in her tenure as vice president, visited a daycare in Little Falls, New Jersey, and a vaccine site in Newark instead of attending the meeting. In her visit to the southern border, more than 100 days ago, Harris made a pit stop in El Paso for mere hours. I'm glad to be here. This was always the plan to come here. And I think we'll have a good and productive day, Harris said on June 25 during her one and only border visit. President Biden placed Harris in charge of the crisis back in March. After making the announcement, Biden said, I can think of nobody who is better qualified to do this. In the months since Harris's visit, migrants have continued to flood into the United States, including roughly 15,000 primarily Haitian migrants who were packed under the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas last month. It has come to light that the vast majority of Americans are displeased with Harris's handling of the border crisis, according to a Trafalgar poll released on October 7. The poll shows that 74.9% of respondents rated her handling of the border crisis as poor. 54.6% of Democrats labeled her management of the crisis as poor, as did 80.3% of independents. The Trafalgar poll survey was conducted from September 29 to October 1, 2021, and received responses from 1,089 likely general election voters. The margin of error for the survey is plus or minus 2.97%.